Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome into our studios the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. And we actually have a returning guest. It's been quite a few years, but Toshi is back, the music director, Toshi Shimada. Did I say that close to
That's
correct?
That's right. Wonderful.
Welcome back. It's nice to see you
Thank
again.
Thank you. Wonderful to be back here.
And you brought a relatively new friend, and the man that is the executive director, Caleb Bailey, is here. Welcome back to our studio.
Thank you. It's actually Caleb Bailey.
I said Caleb, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, we'll confuse everybody. It's Caleb.
It's all right.
Caleb Bailey. And he is no relation to the car dealer here in Rhode Island, right, that everybody knows
Not that
about.
I know of,
Okay,
no.
You don't get new cars every week or anything like that?
No, not yet.
He's in the business of selling orchestras.
Selling orchestras, that's a very good thing. All right, well, you were here a few weeks ago to produce a commercial, which is now airing on our station, telling people about the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra and the concert coming up on October 22nd. But you have a long list of things that are happening with the orchestra, which we'll go over in a few minutes. But right now, a little bit about Toshi. We haven't seen you for a few years. You've been busy, and I understand you are a very busy guy, not just this orchestra, but other things.
Yeah, I continue to be busy since I saw you last time, and very exciting life that I lead, and get to make music in several different communities. But I love being here in the Connecticut area and in Eastern Connecticut. Uh-huh. I mean, we're close to Rhode Island. And this summer, I spent a lot of time at the beach in Rhode Island.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful beach do you have.
Of course we have the best beaches.
So, you know, we have a beautiful music. So I would like to maybe the audience who's listening in Rhode Island to come to our concert as well.
Right. Well, Eastern Connecticut and Rhode Island are practically the same place. Once you get outside of Providence, it all seems to be one area. I mean, New London is not far, and a lot of people that listen to us are from that area. And what other orchestras are you associated with? I know there's another one. You're associated with Yale, correct?
Yeah, Yale Symphony Orchestra, which is an undergraduate orchestra.
The Yale Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. And then there's another one called the Orchestra of the Southern Finger Lakes. It is located in Southern Finger Lakes in the community of
upstate New York.
Corning and Elmira, that area.
Elmira, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Been up there, performed up there. As a matter of fact, I opened
another orchestra there.
A Broadway show one time in Elmira, but that's another
of course.
Story.
Yeah. Clement Center is the one, yes.
All right, let's get back to what are the duties of the executive director of an orchestra like this? What do you do all day long?
Well, we have a relatively small staff, so I do things like stuffing envelopes on one day and also working on marketing, working on brochures, doing a lot of fundraising activities, talking with the corporate sponsors in the area about the various different things that we can offer them, and of course, just generally trying to create awareness about what the orchestra is and what we're doing, which is a difficult job because there's many different constituencies that we're hoping to reach every single day. We want to reach younger people. We want to reach people who are living in the area. We want to reach people who are homeless. We want to work with every aspect of the community that we can to really be the orchestra of the Eastern Connecticut. So in that regard, it feels like I'm on a constant task to go out and talk with people and to learn more about the area and about what they think it is that orchestral music can do for them and do for the community.
Excellent. Well, you have your first concert coming up that we mentioned, which is just going to be next week on October 22nd, 1001 Nights. And that's going to be held where?
All of our concerts are held at the Guard Arts Center in New London, which is 325 State Street. It's right at the top of the hill in the downtown New London area. There's a lot of restaurants and parking nearby, so it's a really wonderful place to be. Of course, we're right on the waterfront, too, which is really beautiful, right on the Thames River there.
Okay, so the Guard Theater has been around for quite a while, but it was refurbished a few years ago, I know. It's a beautiful place for something like this, so take that in. We're going to listen to some music today that you have provided for us, and it's going to kind of weave into the story we're telling. We want to start off with what piece, Toshi? What do you have for us?
This is a part of Elgar's Coronation Ode, and this was performed in last season in April. And I thought we could start with that and have the audience really have a flavor of how we sound like.
There we go. We will start with that.
Thank you.
Well, there you have a live recording of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra that was done last April. Gets us in the mood and gives us a lot of the flavor for what's going on. We just took a portion of that piece, and we're probably going to do that a lot today because most of the pieces are a little bit longer. But let's talk about the concert. On October 22nd, we already told you it's going to be at the Guard Auditorium. I don't think we mentioned what time it starts. What time is that going to be?
It'll be at 8 p.m. at the Guard Arts Center. Yep.
And if people are interested in getting tickets or information, they can go to your website, right?
They can either go to our website, which is www.ectsymphony.com, or you can also call us at our office. We have a very friendly executive coordinator who will take your call named Daniel Brandel, and our number there is 860-443-2876.
All right, call Daniel today and tell him that Khalib said you get a discount.
yeah, or Caleb, either or.
Oh, you could say that you have heard it, you know, on the WCSI about it. So.
Yeah.
Now there are different prices for different. Is there a student pricing?
Correct. We actually have under 30 pricing. So
under
if you're 30 under
pricing,
30,
yes.
You get $12 tickets in any section A, B, or C. So you get some of the best seats for only $12. So it's really a great deal. And otherwise, if you're active or retired military, you can get the same pricing. So $12 tickets if you are enrolled or were enrolled in the military at any point. We also have senior citizen discounts for anyone over 65.
Over 31?
Over 65 is the threshold there. And then otherwise, our regular ticket pricing is anywhere between $28 and $62.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for that information. And Toshi, let's go to the next piece of music that you want to explain why we're doing this one.
You know that our opening concert is a theme of a little bit getting inspiration of the Guard Arts Center's decor, which is magnificent in a way. Caleb could describe much better how we...
It's kind of Moroccan, Turkish, and has some Middle Eastern flavor to it. So it's got this elaborate details everywhere, the archways, I mean, colors exploding all over the place. And when you walk in, it's almost like you can hear the strains of Eastern music in some way.
And Scheherazade and all those things that you could come through. So it has a lot of Eastern European influence in the atmosphere. So I said, well, and Caleb agreed, and we should have some music really related to that. So Balaklava's Islamay, which is originally piano music.
Right.
But then it's orchestrated by a composer named Lyapunov. And that's the version we're going to open the concert with.
All right. We'll listen to that now, then take a short break and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with representatives of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. And Toshi Shimada is the music director. He is here, and he's been talking about the music that's going to be played. And let me see if I can get this right. Caleb Bailey. See, I did it twice incorrectly in the first segment, so I have to make up for it. Caleb Bailey. Okay, I did that. That's good. The executive director is here, and we've been talking about concerts. And we want to mention that we talked about the October 22nd concert next week. We want to kind of jump ahead a little over a month from that and talk about what's happening on December 3rd. Big event.
So we're titling this concert Philharmonic Feature, and that's because we're bringing in one of the New York Philharmonic's most revered principal players, and that is Joseph Alessi. He's their principal trombone player, and he's also an international soloist, if you can believe a trombone soloist is such a thing. But he's going to be playing Ferdinand David's concertino for trombone and orchestra with us. It's really a fantastic showpiece, and just to see a player of his magnitude on the guard stage is going to be a very special treat for everyone.
Sounds great. I mean, I always thought you needed 76 trombonists to make a program.
Well, one is enough for this case, because Joe is considered to be a Itzhak Perlman of the trombone, in a way. And John and I had an opportunity to perform together a couple of years ago in Turkey. And so I promised that I'm going to bring him to my orchestra. So here.
There you go. Yeah, of course, you were in Turkey. Where else would you be?
So, and this program is the German, Austro, Hungary type of music as in the program. And so we have a women composer, actually, we're featuring, named Vyacheslava Kaprarova from Czechoslovakia, then former Czechoslovakia. She only lived until 25 years old or something like that.
Wow.
Very talented, and everybody, we said she's going to be next Dvořák.
Really?
Unfortunately, she passed away too early. And so I'm bringing her piece, and we're going to perform the Rustic Suite in that concert.
It's the North American premiere, believe it or not.
Yeah, it is, definitely is, yeah.
All right.
And we're also doing the Richard Strauss's Tegel Eulenspiegel, which is an orchestra showcase. Mm-hmm. And the funny things happened. One of our principal trombone player studied with Joe Alessi. And he's he's very nervous that Joe's coming here, this teacher. And then because Strauss really has a high demand on the trombone parts.
So. Right. Well, that should be an exciting concert.
Well, Strauss is always exciting, especially his tone poems that he does, because they shift so often in instrumentation and flavor. They're just constantly exciting, and they require the entire orchestra to be paying attention to everything that's happening, and you can't even miss one single beat because the music is so layered and dense. But in many ways, it's a big testament to what Toshi's been able to do with this orchestra. The fact that we were able to open our season last year with the Ein Heldenleben, which is a famously difficult piece by Strauss, and it quotes many of his tone poems, I think it speaks volumes to where Toshi has been able to bring this orchestra up in terms of quality. And we really have leveraged the fact that we have the Coast Guard Band musicians there who are extremely talented and internationally auditioned. And then we also have many players from the Connecticut, Rhode Island area, even Boston and New York make up our orchestra. So when you think of our orchestra, although it may not be like one of the Group One big budget New York Phil orchestras, it really does sound like it in that space. And I think that you'll hear that with the upcoming clip that I'll let Toshi set up.
You know, this Ein Heldenleben really is a great piece to showcase the orchestra, because every, like Caleb said, every players is really so demanding. The part is demanding. They have to be really in top shape to play this piece. And so I guess you will listen to it now, the opening of the Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
Very dynamic music that we're listening to, provided by the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. We want to talk a little bit about the fact that you're trying to reach all ages of people, not just the regular middle-aged people or the seniors, but all ages, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And we haven't actually done a family concert in a while, but this upcoming concert we're going to talk about, which is on Saturday, January 28th in Storybook Suites, we're taking that program and turning it into a family concert the next day at 2 p.m. by shortening it a little bit, so it's only an hour long. And we're also working with the Eastern Connecticut Ballet to dance some of these beloved ballet songs. So we have Prokofiev's Cinderella Suite, which is a personal favorite of mine. And I think it's just a beautiful piece. We're doing Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Suite, and then we're also doing Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. So we have a really nice blend of different stories, which I think many people will just be able to relate to instantly. But then if we shorten that a little bit and give the visual element with the ballet, it really helps make the music come to life. So in addition to just the programming that Toshi and I have worked on to make it really accessible, the other thing that we're going to do is have a general admission tickets for that Sunday concert. So it's only $7 for anyone to come in, which will be one of the most affordable things at the Guard Arts Center all year long.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we're not only that, but we're also going to have Spanish children's programs. So we want to get some of the Hispanic community involved, and we're working with a couple nonprofits to do some Spanish storytime readings at local libraries as well. So we're really just trying to hit the community as many angles as we can to really show that we are the orchestra for Eastern Connecticut and to really be there in that way. And artistically, people, I think it's just going to be a wonderful program anyway.
It sounds, just by listening to you, it sounds like very much would want to go to both the Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, they're going to be two distinct presentations.
Right.
I mean, on the Saturday concert, we actually have Julie Esgar, who's the concertmaster of the Danish National Chamber Orchestra. And she also happens to be in New Haven, so we're just, again, spoiled to be where we are, that we can get so much great talent coming over from New Haven and from New York. But she's going to be playing Schumann's Violin Concerto, which is another very beautiful piece that has a storied past and talks about one of the Schumann's descendants actually having a seance and hearing him speak from the grave that he wants this to be performed. So it's got its own history that's very unique, and then paired with all the other storybook concert material we have on there, it's going to make for just a very lovely night. And again, like with the Strauss, I think the Prokofiev, really, Toshi does very well 20th century music, and the orchestra responds, I think, to that as well.
Yeah, we have a great orchestra who could play, which we could do this any time, you know, which is a wonderful thing. And so the program is just wonderful. I mean, this would be one of my favorite program.
Excellent.
For the season, of course, and catering to the young people, of course, the next day, it's just wonderful things, and having ballet dancers on the stage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, are we going to listen to it, or should
do
we?
Do you want to set up the Prokofiev?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we have, in a few seasons ago, we did a Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, which is, again, it's a demanding piece, but it's a wonderful, beautiful piece of music, and we got a critical rave about this, and the local critics said he never heard such that this symphony performed better anywhere except that Eastern Connecticut Symphony's performance.
All right.
I think maybe we'll listen to the first movement.
We'll listen to a portion of that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back once again on Conducting Conversations, sitting with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, and we've been talking about their season, their 2016-17 season. And one of the things that we talked about was ticket prices in one of the segments. But I know that in working with a lot of these groups, it's a lot more than the price you get for the tickets to pay for all of the expenses to putting on these concerts. So why don't we talk a little bit about other sponsors, or the fact that people can even make donations if they'd like to help out?
Sure, yeah. In addition to individual contributions that we get from the community, which makes up a significant portion of our budget, along with foundation gifts, we also rely upon corporate sponsors to help bridge the gap a little bit. And so we look to the corporate leaders in our community to help us out.
Excellent. And that's for all. You have a long list of concerts coming up from next week all the way until the end of April. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk about a few of those also. And
sure.
Also, one more time on the website and the phone number if people want to get information.
Sure. Our website is www.ectsymphony.com. And our phone number for our office is 860-443-2876.
Call Daniel.
Call Daniel Brandel. He will help you out. He's very kind. I love working with him.
All right.
But for our Storybook Suites concert, to go back to your corporate sponsorship question, mm-hmm. we have Chelsea Groton Bank, who is a big leader financially in our area. And I'm not sure if you have any Chelsea Groton Banks in Rhode Island, but we have them a lot in Connecticut. And they're very helpful with us. They give us support year after year, and we're very thankful for them.
All right, so all of our Connecticut listeners certainly can thank them when they walk mm-hmm. in. That's a good thing.
Right, and we're going to fast forward a little bit concert-wise to March. And if you go to our website, you can see the full season, because we're kind of glossing over some of the pieces in order to make this all work within the timetable. But a particularly exciting concert is in March, March 25th at 8 p.m. as usual at the Guard Arts Center. And we're calling this one the Final Frontier. And it's very exciting because we're going to feature a lot of space-themed music, as might be appropriate with that title. So Jerry Goldsmith's Star Trek V main theme and March of the Klingons will get us started. And I understand that Toshi is a Trekkie. Is that right,
Definitely.
Toshi?
I'm Trekkie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
So he's a Trekkie all the way. And I kind of missed
Do
that
you speak Klingon?
Generationally. Can you at least do
the sign?
He's doing
the
sign right now.
We're all doing the sign in
the
studio.
Yeah,
right.
So that's really exciting. It's great music. And then, of course, we need to, if we're going to do any sort of space-themed pop culture concert, you have to have John Williams and the iconic Star Wars theme. But we're actually going to do a particular slice that isn't performed a lot, which is the Throne Room in finale. So the Throne Room is the music when they have just destroyed the Death Star and they're being honored. So it's actually kind of a different slice of the main theme, you know, and then we'll be doing the main theme. But one of the more interesting pieces on that program is Ligeti's Atmospheres, which was used in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. And he uses his sound masses, which are very different from any of the other programs, any of the other pieces that are on that program. So listeners will really be taken outer space with that one. It is so chilling and just empty in the way that it uses sound. It's very interesting.
Now, I also notice on there it says that there's going to be a woman's chorus involved.
Yeah, that's actually in Gustav Holst's The Planets.
Last movements.
Yeah, that suite utilizes a women's chorus at the last moment, which is, again, it makes you feel like you're drifting into outer space. But Holst's The Planets is one of the most iconic and probably well-known pieces. And in fact, some people thought that maybe John Williams sought some inspiration from that piece.
Definitely there is a,
There's some connections.
Yeah,
if you listen to it, it's pretty interesting. But that's going to be a huge crowd pleaser. We're really excited for that concert. And that concert is generously sponsored by L&M Healthcare and Yale New Haven Health System. After that, we're going to be closing our season in April with Ode to Joy, April 29th, 2017. And this is a really great piece. Obviously, we're going to be doing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and I'll let Toshi talk a little bit about that in a second. But when we looked at the title, Ode to Joy, we thought, how can we really connect our community with the concept of joy? And so the Nature Center in Mystic is celebrating their 70th anniversary, so we thought, let's do Joy of Nature. Let's do Joy of Cooking, and of course, let's do Joy of Music. So each of those weeks, we're going to be doing some activities that really encompass the concept of joy, and it's going to be capped off with this concert. And we're opening with Mozart's Magic Flute Overture, which again is one of the more recognizable overtures in the repertoire. And then we're doing Béla Bartók's Dance Suite because it's International Dance Day that day. So Bartók is another one of those composers that just crams so much in for orchestras. You really have to be on your toes to be able to perform
this
composer.
Yeah, we're doing two pieces of Bartók in opening concert, Bartók's Piano Concerto, and ending with the Dance Suite.
Yeah, so we kind of bookend it with Bartók there, and he's another composer that I think is a real litmus test for where the orchestra is at, and I know that our orchestra is up for the task, and I'm really excited just to hear them again. It's been a long summer not being able to hear the orchestra, so I'm excited to go to rehearsals this week and listen to them again. But, you know, then we have, on the end of that concert, a big collaborative piece that a lot of orchestras do, Symphony No. 9, and a lot of people know this one. Perhaps one of the most well-known riffs of music is in Symphony No. 9 in the last movement. So you bring our Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus, you bring four wonderful soloists, and you bring an orchestra who's ready to play. And Toshi, just to talk a little bit about preparing that Beethoven's Ninth.
Yeah. Before that, I just want to say, in February 18th, we're also performing one of my favorite pieces, symphonic works, Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony.
Okay.
You know, this has a theme, the pop tune, I Never Fall in Love Again. That's the pop songs. It was, taken out from this symphony. Mm-hmm. Now, the last concert in the season, April 29th, Beethoven 9th is one of the, of course, top of the summit that resides in all the classical repertoire. And people recognize just a small portion of it. Unfortunately, the theme, you know, old theme. But before that, there are three of great symphonic movements before that, you know. And then it's like you have to go climb up the mountain through these three movements, and finally you get to the peak.
Mm-hmm.
And then what an ending it is. I mean, it's just, it is for the entire humankind that Beethoven was really thinking of all the humanities to really getting everybody together,
right,
and celebrating humanity in a way. So that's a great way to end the program. It's also I just noticed that Joy, Ode to Joy, Joy Reznikov, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
Our sponsor is has a Joy as a first name.
Well, so there you go.
Joyce,
there you go.
Joyce, Old Joyce. Mystic Village, yeah.
Joyce, Joyce. So, you know, it's a little bit related to it. But in any case, we'll be featuring some local vocalists, and as well as our magnificent Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus.
Excellent. All right, well, I want to thank both of you for coming in tonight, sharing this with our audience, bringing the music to the audience, and I encourage all of you that are out there listening to get involved in the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Go to their website, check out all the programs that are coming up, or call the phone number. That's at 860-443-2876. Talk to Daniel and get some tickets for these things. It'll be great. Thank you both for coming in tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
All right, let's listen to that last piece now, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.